Cristina Martin.
Our dear, gracious Heavenly Father, once again this evening time, we are so grateful for rewriting our lives once more, Lord. We thank you, merciful God, for your grace and your love to your people, especially in these last evil days, O God. How you chose us to bear your name, to be partakers of your divine nature. Heavenly Father, to bear the reproach of the cross. Lord, to be the word manifested in these last days. So it is our sincere prayer this evening time that may the blessed Holy Spirit come and have liberty among your people. Speak, my Lord, your servants herewith. Speak, Father. We need you to speak, Lord. We are sick and tired of hearing men speaking. But may the Holy Ghost have utterance, Father. Your word having free course among your bride. We want it, Father, this evening time. Bless the preaching of the word. Bless the hearing of the same. At the end of it all, we'll be very careful now to give glory and honor to your mighty name. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Allow me just to drink water before we preach. Amen. We want to appreciate the pastor for allowing me to stand before you. Today
was a very difficult day.
From 1 a.m.
when I saw the pastor's message,
I couldn't sleep.
Amen.
God bless you. I would like to invite your attention to the book of Isaiah chapter 61.
Gati vurema Bible edu kubukura Isaiah 61
from verse 1 up to 4.
Taverenga verse 1 kusika verse 3.
Then we go to Leviticus 25.
Tuzenda kuna Levitico 25.
Amen. We shall read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Mweya washe Jehovah uri pamsoro pangu, nekuti Jehovah wakandizodza kuti ndiparidzire vanyoro mashoko akanaka. Wakandituma kuti ndirape vane moyo yakaputsika, kuti ndiparidzire vakatapwa kusunungurwa, nokuvasunungura nevakasungwa kuti vachazurirwa.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Kuti ndiparidze gore rengoni dzaJehovha nezuva rekutsiva raMwari wedu, kuti ndinyaradze vose vanochema.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Kuti ndigadzirire vanochema paZion, vapiwe korona panzvimbo yamadota, mafuta omufaro panzvimbo yokuchema, nenguo yokurumbidza panzvimbo yemweya weziya, kuti vanzi miti yokururama chakasimwa chaJehovah, kuti iye akudzwe.
May we take our seats.
Tigare edu pasi.
May God add blessings to the reading of his word.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Amen.
Amen.
Leviticus 25.
Tiende kuna Leviticus 25.
From verse 8.
Kubva paverse 8.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years.
Unofanira kuverengawo masabata manomwe amakore, manomwe akaverengwa kanomwe, kuti mazuva amasabata manomwe amakore aite kwauri makore makumi mana namapfumbamwe.
Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of the atonement, shall he make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
Zvino pazuva regumi romwedzi wechinomwe unofanira kurayira kuti hwamanda iridzwe kwazvo. Pazuva rekuyananisira munofanira kurayira kuti hwamanda iridzwe panyika yenyu yose.
And he shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty, is the same promise spoken over again.
Munofanira kutsaura gore ramakumi mashanu mugoparidzira rusununguko panyika yose kuna vose vagaremo. Ivimbiso imwe chete iri kudzokororwa.
Throughout all the land and all the inhabitants thereof, it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his position, and ye shall return every man unto his family.
Rinofanira kuva gore rejubheri kwamuri. Munofanira kudzokera mumwe nemumwe kune zvake. Munofanira kudzokera mumwe nemumwe kuhama dzake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For a title, we want to speak on the great emancipation of the proclamation.
Sei musoro chataura pamusoro peku dzikinurwa kwe kuparidzwa kwekudzikinurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
The great emancipation of the proclamation.
Kudanidzirwa nekuziviswa kwekudzikinurwa kukuru.
And for your subject, our lease and return under the seventh seal.
Anzi kusunungurwa kwedu nekudzokera tiri pasi pechisimbiso chechinomwe.
May God help us this evening time.
Mwari vatibatsira manheru ano.
So here the prophet Isaiah.
Apa muprofita Isaiah.
About 700 years before the coming of Jesus Christ.
Ane makore anosvika 700 Jesu vasati vauya.
He is seeing an anointing.
Ari kuona chizoro.
That was to come later.
Chaizouya pamberi.
Amen. And here Isaiah.
Zvino apa Isaiah.
He is speaking in the first person.
Ari kutaura iye semunhu pakutanga.
As if he is speaking about himself.
Sekunge ari kutaura iye pachake.
The spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Hanzi mweya waJehovha Mwari uri pandiri.
Because he has anointed me.
Nekuti andizodza ini.
To preach good tidings unto the meek.
Kuparidza mashoko akanaka kune vane hutera.
He is speaking like it's him.
Isaiah ari kutaura kunge zviri kureva kwaari.
But he is speaking about Jesus Christ.
Asi apa ari kureva Ishe Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
He is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ari kutaura pamusoro paIshe Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Of whom speaketh the prophet this?
Muprofita ari kutaura pamusoro paniko pamunyaya izvi?
Of whom speaketh the prophet this?
Muprofita ari kumboreva aniko paari kutaura izvi?
Was he speaking of himself or of another?
Pamusoro pake here kana mumwe?
Amen.
Amen.
The Ethiopian eunuch was reading this post.
Muranda weKandasi akabvunza.
And Philip came in the cart.
Philip akauya mungoro.
Was he speaking of himself?
Apa Isaiah aitaura pamusoro pake here?
Was he speaking of another?
Kana kuti aitoreva mumwe achauya?
When Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
In a dream.
Mukurota.
Reverend Walker came to him.
Reverend Walker akauya kwaari.
Said Brother Branham.
Then Brother Branham.
A man from Oregon.
Mumurume kuEregon.
I have a dream.
Ndine chiroto.
I have a dream.
Ndakarota.
He was the chief of the Rangers.
Ndiangari mukuru wema Ranger.
Amen. He was the chief of the Rangers.
Ndiangari mukuru wema Ranger.
And in that dream.
Muhopedzi.
A blast went forth.
Pakava nekuputika.
And the earth did curve.
Nyika ikandengendeka.
And the prophet spoke a word.
Muprofita akataura shoko.
I shall ride this spell once again.
Ndichatasva muhweza uyu zvakare.
Was he speaking of himself?
Aitaura here pamusoro pake iye muprofita. Kana aitaura pamusoro pemumwe.
I shall ride this spell once more.
Ndichatasva muhweza uyu zvakare.
Then in December he went off the scene.
Zvino muna December vakabva vatungamira kunashe.
He went off the scene.
Vakaenda kunashe.
Did he ride on the trail again?
Zvino vakazotasva muhezo uyu zvakare here?
Was he speaking of himself?
Vaitaura pamusoro pavo iwo here?
He was speaking of another.
Kana kuti vaireva mumwe achauya?
My.
Amen.
Then he came.
Akauya.
To tell us Eden.
Kuna kubindu la Eden.
Amen. When he was preaching, tell us Eden.
Machipariza bindu la Eden. The Satan.
Let us get ready for that great ride.
Gati kazireku kutashwa muwezo mukuru.
She will ride this well again.
Mwenga ndio utatashwa muwezo uzakari.
Then he goes to the place of worship.
Zino mzimbo ya kasaruzo na marie kuna mata.
We will ride this well once again. It will be the bride. Because in the last days, as she comes to the headstone, she will be in his very image. This is in order.
Amen.
This is in order to be united to him. The bride in the last days will be the final voice to the final church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She will write this spell once more. And we are writing this prayer again. As we are believing the message of the hour. As we walk in the message. As we talk the message. As we live the message. We are writing the prayer
once again.
In this last day. There is a people who has been predestined.
Vakafano temerwa.
By God Almighty.
Namari sama simba ose.
Brother Branham
vakati.
In Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
And Christo achakavanza chikamari chizarurwa.
Paragraph 184. That predestinated.
And vakatemerwa.
There is the mystery.
Do pane chakavanzika.
God seeing that Eve would fail him.
Mari vakazona kuti Eve achakundika.
He chose himself a bride.
Vakazvisarudzira mwenga.
That will not fail.
Asingazokundike.
She has been predestined.
Akatofanotemerwa.
To stand.
Kuti achakunda.
In this last day.
Mumazuva anouya kuguma.
Regardless of what will happen.
Zvisina basa kuti kuchaitikei.
She will stand.
Mwenga uyu achamira.
Thus saith the Lord.
Achamira pazanzi naJehovah.
She keeps team.
Kana kuti anomira hafambe.
Oh, she keeps team.
Kana kuti hapana chaanoita.
This is the secret.
Ichi ndo chakavanzika.
The word is in the Bible.
Mwe shoko riri mumwenga.
This is the secret.
Ichi ndo chakavanzika.
The word is in the Bible.
Shoko riri mumwenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is in the bride.
Shoko riri mumwenga.
As it was in Mary.
Sezanga riri muna Maria.
The word is now in the bride.
Shoko rayo zvino mumwenga.
As she is walking.
Iye zvino ari kufamba.
It will be Jesus Christ.
Anenge ari Jesu.
Walking in flesh.
Ari kufamba munyama.
Because deity is no longer in heaven.
Nekuti humwari hausisiri kudenga.
But deity is in you.
Humwari hwama uriwe.
In the church of Jesus. Brother Branham was speaking.
Brother Branham
said, a spirit-filled man.
Hanzi muna akazadzwa nemweya.
A Christian believer.
Mutendi muKristu.
When she takes these words.
Akatora mashoko aya.
And bless them upon his lips.
Obva ataura nemwana nemuromo wake.
When he speaks.
Akataura.
It is the same as dead speaking.
Akafanana namwari vachitaura.
God will come down to back his word. When he is speaking, he is not speaking his thoughts. He is not speaking what he is thinking. But the mind of Christ is in the womb of the bride. Is in the womb of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
And Paul said, Paul
akati.
Paul said,
Paul akati.
Amen.
Amen.
When Christ thought it was robbery,
Christ akaona husiri humbava,
to be equal with God,
kuti afanane naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, let the mind
andirega pfungwa
that was in Christ be in you.
Yanga ari muna Kristu ive mauri.
Who being in the form of God,
uyo ari muchimiro chaMwari,
thought it not robbery,
haana kuona senge hukuba,
to be equal with God,
kufanana naMwari.
When the bride takes the mind of Jesus,
atora pfungwa dzaJesu,
amen, she will be Jesus,
atave Jesu,
revealed in flesh,
ataratidzwa munyama.
Then she will not think it robbery,
zvino mwenga azofunga kuti kuba,
to be equal with Jesus
Christ.
What was the Holy Ghost given for? To finish the work of redemption. He has made us co-workers with Him. He has made us co-workers with Him. In this last day, then we can see a group of people who have come to the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Just like Peter. In the book of Acts. And John. At the gate of beautiful. They came to a man.
Amen.
That man was in need of alms. He was crippled. He was saying, just give me 50 cents, gold coins.
I put my gold coins in my 50 cents.
Or 200,
brother.
Then Peter said,
Peter Akati,
do not look away unto Jesus.
I go now to Jesus.
But look unto us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Look unto us. We have the ways of eternal life. Because God left the work for the church to finish the work of redemption. To finish the work of redemption. Greater works than these shall you do. Even more than these shall you do. For I go to my Father. That day on Calvary, in an instigate, Brother Branham was preaching. Amen. Said, greater works than these shall you do also.
He
said, the church was given greater works. Not just to heal the sick or raise the dead, but greater works was to impart eternal life. That is greater works to impart eternal life. And Brother Branham asked the question. Said, can a man do that? Said, this is what Calvary did. It took stopped the greatest man.
Amen.
It took stopped the greatest man.
Yakatoravan Vepasi Vakasoreka. Have you found the code?
It took stooped the great men to make them sons and daughters of God.
But
they can impart eternal life to give life unto the world that's dying
sea.
That is greater works the church will do. And Peter, he was on the housetop. And Cornelius, he was praying. Maybe General Chiwenga will be praying one of these days. Maybe Brother Spanda will be praying one of these days. Maybe he is the predestined seed of God. And you are on the house tour. Maybe fixing some leaks. Go to the house of Cornelius. He is in need of the Holy Ghost. God could have given Cornelius the Holy Ghost himself. But the word was left unto the church to impart it
our
life. This is what Calvary did. To give you something. That you can give something to a dying sinner. And Peter came down. He went to the house of
Cornelius.
He began to preach the gospel. It was well that Peter spoke these words. The Holy Ghost descended, and they were filled by the baptism of fire. So this is what we have been called unto, to give eternal life. That's why Brother Branham said, when you have a strange child, You can kneel down and claim him under the token. Because this is the hour of Jubilee. This is the hour of going back to our eternal inheritance. The first church was given an inheritance of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
In the highest. Amen.
Amen.
The spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 403 downwards.
Brother Branham.
He was speaking of how the angel lead his children. And Philip.
Philip
is a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And the Ethiopian eunuch, he was in need of the Holy Ghost. He was in need of salvation. And Brother Branham was saying, how was the child born? Amen. The gem is in the body of Jesus Christ. It's not in the angel. The angel just directed Philip. But the gem of life is in the body of Jesus Christ. That is how a child is born. And Philip had the dream of eternal life. He could impart eternal life. And he was transported by the supernatural. And one of these days, by the grace of God, when the bride rewrites the book of Exodus, there will be someone somewhere who is in need of the Holy Ghost. There will be someone somewhere who will be in need of salvation. And you will be transported by the mode of transportation to go down to the Ande.
Could we end the Kudande
and speak eternal life?
What are our opinions?
And you will come back at the same time.
What's all our goodness in Maremwea? Amen.
That's rewriting the book of Exodus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us in this last days. So Isaiah, he's speaking in the first person. He's seeing Jesus coming 712 years after him, having the anointing to bring an emancipation unto those who are in captivity. When Jesus came, he was born and he grew up as he was born. When he went, got into his ministry. Amen. The Bible said, and he went into the synagogue. And the priest handed him the book. And when he found where it was written, when he found where it was written, 712 years before, it was a prophecy. It was Isaiah's prophecy. But that promise he promised, the promiser himself becomes the promise. The prophecy of Isaiah was standing outside the Bible. He was looking into the Bible where he was spoken of. Amen.
Amen.
And the word himself took the word itself to reveal himself in itself. The word himself
took
the word itself to reveal himself in itself. And one of these days, you will take the spoken word. You will take the spoken word. The word word himself. That spoken word himself. That in the spoken word himself. To reveal yourself in himself. Because it has been prophesied. There shall be a bride. There shall be a bride. She will be in his very image. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us to grasp these things. It's an hour of restoration. We are going back to the Garden of Eden before the fall.
Adam at that hour.
Amen. So Jesus,
yes,
took the word itself to reveal himself in itself. What was a prophecy? Was now outside the Bible. Looking right into where he was spoken of. The word became flesh. He was walking in Galilee. He was walking on the shores of Galilee. The word was walking in
Capernaum.
The word was walking in Jerusalem. The word was mobile. He was the written epistle. Head of all men. Like you tonight. You are the written epistle. Who must be read by all.
Amen.
Your life must prove that you are a message believer. Your life must prove beyond doubt that you are a message believer. Amen. That you are a message believer. Then we can call you a written epistle. Heard by all Zimbabwe. When you are walking, it will be the spoken word walking. When you are talking, it will be the spoken word talking. When you are dressing, it will be the spoken word dressing. Because the prophet, he saw the bride in a vision. The preview of the bride. She passed by the first time. And the prophet was very happy. She was walking in the tune of the word. In the tune of the gospel. In the tune of the spoken word. But as the bride passed the first time, the prophet looked the other side. He saw the denomination of bride. And that affected him very much. Recognizing your day and this message. That is what he said. When he was being worried, the voice spoke at him. Said, don't worry. She will pass again. Don't worry. She will pass again. She passed the first time. That was the Alpha Bride. Then she passed the second time. That is you, the Omega Bride. In this last day. But watch the church natural. She passed once. Because life only passes once through the carriers. But the seed must become seed again. The seed must become seed again. Amen. Amen. And she passed the second time. And Brother Branham said, and my heart jumped for joy to know that there will be a bride. She will be made from the same material. Recognizing your day in this message. July 1964.
Amen.
Amen. Not a grafted something.
chime chakaita zvekunamirwa.
Not exalted something. He said, but original production of the word. That's what he said. Original production of the spoken word being made manifest in this last day in the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us to believe this thing. So Jesus, he is now in the synagogue.
I'm a synagogue.
A priest handing the book.
Priest Agamba book.
And he opened Isaiah 61. He never opened Isaiah chapter 7.
Isaiah 7.
Amen. He never opened Isaiah chapter 7.
Isaiah 7.
As vision shall continue. That was already his
50 years ago.
He never opened Isaiah chapter 3. By his stripes we are healed. That was yet future. But he opened
Isaiah 61.
He was looking for the present tense method. He was seeing the need of the people. Them big eagle eyes were scanning in the audience. He was seeing the people. They were in captivity. They were in bondage. They were in shackles of sin. In Pharisee churches, in Sadducee churches, the people were bowed by man-made traditions. And he was looking for the present tense message to proclaim liberty, the great emancipation of the proclamation. It was proclaimed
for
an emancipation must take place, that to unbind the broken-hearted, to unbind the broken-hearted, to give them joy. Amen. For the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Then eagle eyes were scanning
in the old year.
He saw them eagles. They were in the cages. He was trying to fly, but he hit against the bar. He was trying to fly. Because he was in captivity by man-made prison dogmas. And Brother Branham, this great message, 50 years ago, he preached great messages. November 26th, he was preaching works in straight
spread.
He said, I had a dream. I had a dream. Then I don't often dream, but I had a dream. I saw Brother Roy Borders. His eyes were half. He was opening his eyes halfway. And if he had cancer. So he said, I was trying to go in. He said, Brother Roy, come out. Brother Roy, come out. But he remained still. He said, Brother Branham, it will take more than that. It will take more than that. Then he saw Miss Fenton.
My Fenton.
He saw Fenton. Said, Brother Branham, these people are good people. They have been misunderstood. Yes, we have been misunderstood. This is the house of hell. We need a great emancipator. Back to our eternal. They were in need of the release and the return. And Brother Branham was holding the churches. He was with his inability. He discovered his inability. That he cannot do it alone. But only the sudden. That great emancipator came down. And he went spoke. And Brother Barham stood. And he was standing on that table. He never said that table alone. He said the house of hell. And the chains began to break. And the bars began to fall down. And the people got out. We are free. It was a time of emancipation. It was a time of release. And return back to his state. To their original place. Where they were before. That is where they were before. A time of the proclamation. In the hour of Jubilee. Returning. Every man returning back at his eternal position. And his eternal family. In the hour of the rapture. Amen. May God help us in these last days to believe these things, that we are going back to our eternal inheritance, to where we came from before the fall, because the Jubilee, this holy oracle, it looks back to creation. It's connected to redemption. The Jubilee is connected to redemption. Amen. Having been placed by Joshua, the Holy Ghost. Because when they came out of Egypt, the prophet went into the cloud. And he came down. He went into the mountain. And goes into the cloud. Amen. When he came down from the cloud, he had a pattern. He had an order that they must march using. They were not supposed to be camped anyhow. But they were supposed to be camped according to the pattern he saw in heaven. Said Moses, represent this. Let my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And he was building the tabernacle according to the will in heaven. And Dan was standing on the north. Amen.
Amen.
And all these others, Ephraim, Reuben, and Simeon, they were camping in order. But in Leviticus 24, there was a man. His father was an Egyptian. But his mother was called
Shelomit.
The daughter of Dibri. Shelomit means peace. Amen.
Amen.
His father was an Egyptian. In him was flowing Egyptian blood. But he came in Dan, where eagles must camp. Where eagles must camp. Are we in the eagle age? Are we camping in Dan? The eagle age in this last day. Because of an eagle prophet. To manifest the living word of our day. We have been born eagles to fly. Way up in the sky. Amen.
Amen.
We have been born eagles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there was a storm in the cave. There was a strophe in the cave. And this Israelite said, who is your father? Whose loins do you come from? You are an Egyptian. You can't camp in tongues. Because our prophet Moses, he went to the cloud. He came down the battle. And we came according to the order of heaven. But you are not an eagle. Amen.
Amen.
There are people who are not eagles.
Amen.
You are not an eagle. The way you dress, the way you talk, your behavior, your attitude, you have got Egyptian blood. They must be strong in the kingdom of God. They must be strong. You are not a message
bringer.
Go back to your encounter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us to have eagles in the cave. Have eagles in the cave. Not just
crows.
Not crows. But eagles in the cave. Who can fly high to the living realities of the ways of God? Who can take God at this promise? Who can believe the message of the hour? Who can walk like the message of the hour? We need eagles in the cave. There was a stone. You are not an eagle. You are an Egyptian. And he cast God. And he was stoned outside the cave. He was stoned outside the cave. So they were supposed to come according to the order given to Moses by God in the cloud. We are supposed to come according to the order given to William Arubana by the cloud. We have a prophet like unto Moses. He went into the cloud and he came back with the altars of heaven. We had a prophet who was better than any other prophet that ever lived upon the face of the earth. He came in July 1963. He said, today I want to preach to you what was on the back part of God's life. Why is the mystery of God revealed? The reason why there was silence in heaven under the seventh seal. I want to preach to you what was in the back part of God's life. He could stand so tall than any other prophet. He could go and download from the hard drive of God. Amen. He had access to the database of God. What was not given to any other prophet? When
Moses
was preaching, he could go beyond Genesis chapter 1. But when this man, he stood so tall, he went into the omniscience of God. He went into the omniscience of God. Far beyond the clapping of hands. Far beyond the rhythm of the music. And he brought down sickness. That was never preached. Ever since the world began. He had access to the secret passages of the Bible. Amen. He had access by faith and by revelation. November,
this November,
50 years ago, 27
November,
he was preaching. I have heard, but now I see. When he came to paragraph 46, he said, this prophet
Job
had access to God by revelation and by vision. And he was going down that message. He said, a channel of communication by inspiration was opened unto
Job.
Then he came to Sister Hetty Wright. She dropped in the channel of communication by inspiration. When the bride gets in the channel, when she realizes who she really is, she has been born from the loins of
Melchizedek.
She becomes a super race. She becomes a super church. She becomes an invincible
army.
That is what he was saying. She will become an invincible
one.
Satan.
Satan.
He will be tortured today.
Amen.
He will be tortured today. As a keep on us.
He will be kicked today.
As he was tortured at
Calvary.
Because when the bride gets to know who she
is,
then the rapture will take place. Then the rapture will take place.
Amen.
So when they came into Canaan, and here was Joshua, Jehovah's Savior. He was blessing them in the Holy Ghost. Every man was given his inheritance. Every man was given his possession. That land was his forever. He was supposed to know the ancient landmarks. He was supposed to know the ancient landmarks. Because there was a law. Whoever tampers around your landmarks, the same shall die.
Amen.
The same shall die. So they had to know the ancient
language.
That was Israel in shadow time.
Amen.
That was Israel in the shadow. But we are in the realities of this
thing.
We are in the realities of this thing.
Amen.
Amen. When the church was inaugurated on the day of
Pentecost,
there were landmarks set in the church. There were landmarks set in the church. And Brother Branham said in the church that Christ in the true church is the continuation of the book of Acts. When the church was inaugurated, they had prophets. Paul was a prophet. Agabus was a prophet. They had apostles. They had evangelists. They had teachers. That was the true church. Signs and wonders were following the church. Every day, that was part of their life. It was part of them. They knew their landmarks. They knew their landmarks. The ancient landmarks. Every believer Egyptian landmark. Because if there comes a squatter, he might squat for a season. But time is going to come. Because God ordained a season of restoration. He ordained a season of redemption. That jubilee was ordained by God to restore men back to their original position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us in these last days to see these things. We are going back to our eternal inheritance. We are going back to where we come from. Amen.
Amen.
So the men, maybe by something happened. Maybe it was because of poverty. Maybe it was because of economic hardship. He sold out his land. But after 50 years, thou shalt count 7 Sabbaths, and he shall hallow the 50th year. It shall be a jubilee unto you. Every man must return back unto his position. So this man, he lost his inheritance, but he is a genuine Israelite. In the year of Jubilee, in the year of going back, you will only go back to what was already yours. In the first place, you cannot go and claim someone's land. You will die without mercy. So they were ordained to go back to their original position, not someone's position. Our original position in the Garden of Eden. Here we see Adam. We see Eve. They had power to speak the word. They could speak things in the
sea.
They could move mountains. He could name animals. And here we see a man in these last days. A man that's been restored back to his original inheritance. Because
Adam
was given power, dominion, authority over the beasts of the land. We see this man. He was walking one day. He met a killer bull that takes all of the field. A killer bull, the cattle of the field, and he spoke unto it. It obeyed his voice. It went to testify that, my friends, we have seen something that is unheard of. A man could speak to me. I could hear his voice. And I listened to him. And I obeyed his voice. This must be Adam. On the earth again. Because he was given power and dominion over the chest of the field. It is testified to other people that I have seen
Adam.
Because all nature is warning, waiting for us, the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Amen.
Adam was given power and authority over the fish of the sea. They were fishing. He spoke the little fish. Amen. Adam was given power and authority over the fowls of the air. He was mowing his grass. He hit the hornets, the fowls of the air. And stole Adam again in his original position, in his original state. Amen.
Amen.
So this man, as we are closing, this man, he knew that he had a position, he had an inheritance, but he was counting the years. 7 sabbatic years. He was waiting for the year of Jubilee. Amen.
Amen.
He was waiting for the year of Jubilee. And he was counting from day one to the 50th year. And he knew that time had come of returning back to my inheritance, to my original position. And in the year of Jubilee, there were two men, that great high priest. He went into the holiest of holies in the morning, and there was a man standing outside the tabernacle. He was holding the ram horn. He wants to blow the trumpet of Jubilee. But he can't blow it in the morning, because the sacrifice was not yet accepted. He was waiting for the evening time. There shall be light at evening time. He was holding the ram horn. He was ready to blow the trumpet of Jubilee. Because Paul, in the first church, he wanted to blow the trumpet of Jubilee. But God said, hold your peace. He put a thorn in the flesh. He could have revealed the seven seals. But Paul waits for the day when he shall appear without sin unto salvation. Amen. He was holding the trumpet of Jubilee, but he can't blow it yet. It was still in the morning. It was still in the Ephesian churches. Amen. Because this great high priest had 7 drops of blood, he could not go and sprinkle the 6 drops of blood, no. But it was supposed to be 7. The 7 churches is the time of intercession. But he is waiting. He is ready to blow. He is talking. And he is in a rush. Paul came. He came by Arenas. Arenas came. He came to Columba. Columba came. He came Martin. They were waiting for the year of Jubilee. They were here waiting for the day of the atonement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. When Brother Branham got a hold of the ram horn, when he got a hold of the ram horn, he was waiting for the reappearing of the great high priest. And when he was coming out, there was a blast. There was a blast. 7 angels appeared on Sunset Mountain.
The
appearance of the great high priest. At evening time. At evening time. 27 miles high.
27 miles.
That's miles of
wall.
That great high priest. It was a time that our sacrifice
had
been accepted. It was a time that our sacrifice has been accepted. Then the trumpet of
Jubilee
can be blown. It can be blown for us to return back to our position, back to our ancient landmarks. For the message of Malachi 4, he shall do great things. First, he starts back the faith of the children back to the faith of the Pentecostal
father.
Because the Pentecostal fathers, they had an inheritance as this message of Malachi 4. When he's blowing the trumpet, he will be bringing us back to the faith of the Pentecostal fathers. Then the 17th, he shall reveal this mystery truth of the
seventh.
It will be this revealed mystery truth that we will literally restore, that will literally bring us back to our ancient landmark. Because when the high priest appeared, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the shout gathers the bride. When he came down and he uttered the words, seven voices uttered their voices. Seven thunders
uttered
their voices. What were the seven thunders for? To give us faith. It will take out. It will take out the people out in the rapture in these last days. And the shout gathers the bride. Amen.
Amen.
The shout gathers the bride. Seven candles
will
gather the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God grant you us more grace in these last days. For he appears the second time without sin and salvation, that we can be restored back to our original position. Brother Brown said, hey, what's the name? One time he went to the mountain. He stole an egg. He stole an egg of an eagle. That eagle was supposed to be born on Igu Mountain in a higher order, in a certain civilization. But there came one who was subtle, like the beast in the Garden of Eden. He stole that earth. And the eagle found itself born in the barnyard of Laodicea. It was born among chicken. And it was growing. He was born an eagle. He came with the potential of being an eagle. came upon this earth, you have been born a bride. You came with the potential of going into rapture.
Amen.
Amen. So as he was growing in the barnyard of Laodicea, he was growing. He was a peculiar bird. He was different. The way he was conducting himself, he was different. He was not a chicken. Though he grew among chickens, but did not dress like chicken. He did not dress like a chicken. But in him was the ability of believing the spoken word. One day he was dreaming. He saw himself flying, running after a hare. And he came with other chickens. So, oh, my friend, I saw myself lying above beneath the
pavement.
I was one after hell. They began to laugh at him. He is the holy horror. He is the peculiar
pavement.
Look, his eyes are so big. They are bulging. He had a big pig. Long nails. We wonder if he's a chicken after all. Then he became a peculiar bird. But whilst he was in the barnyard, back on Igu Mountain, Papa Igu and Mama Igu came together. They convened their home. Glory be to God.
Amen.
They convinced their bones. There is an egg that was stolen among the eagles. In the heritage of eagles, no eagle must be lost.
Matthew chapter 18.
Even so, the Son of Man is come to serve that which is going astray.
Amen.
Amen. Even so, the Son of Man is come. Despise not these little ones. Because the angels in heaven always behold the face of my Father. Even so, the Son of Man is come
to
save that is going
to spread.
So they convened their
cause.
May someone go down and search for the eagle which was lost. It is not the will of the Father for the eagle to be lost. And Mama Eagle said, I will go down myself. And when I go down, I will search for the lost eagle. And Mama Eagle descended from heaven with a shout. She descended from heaven with a shout. From the east, turned westward, and found a ring-shaped cloud 27 miles high and 30 miles at
home.
And she let out a scream and seven thunders at a
point.
That was the seventh coming of the Lord. That was the seventh seal. The coming of the Lord. Because the bride is caught up in the midst of the seventh seal. That is what he said in the Feast of the Trumpet. The bride is caught up in the mystery of the seventh seal. The seventh seal is the mystery of going. And Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham said,
and Moses,
no, and Moses
and Elijah,
and Elijah
is the seventh trumpet.
Do, Amanda, yes, you know,
and if the seventh seal, if Moses, and Elijah, were the seventh trumpet, who is the seventh seal? Homework to your soul. Go and be the spoken word. You see. Who is the seventh seal? And the great eagle descended from heaven. The seventh seal coming down. The junior. Junior. Was being gathered by the
child.
He was being gathered by the
sound.
Seven voices of Mama Igu was gathering Junior. It was a time of emancipation, of the proclamation, a time of release. And returning to his original position under the seventh seal of the coming of Mama Igu. We are living in these realities. The seventh seal of his coming is a time of release and going back to our eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And we are almost closing. And I never read anything here. We are almost closing. So she came down in the time of trouble, when the little eagle was in the hour of temptation. It was in the hour of temptation. And the great seventh seal was revealed from heaven to lift it up.
Amen.
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 May God help us as we are closing. The Philadelphian churches.
Philadelphia.
Abraham read chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. And he came with this scripture. Because thou hast kept my word.
The
word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. When he read that scripture, he said, the hour of temptation. Page 313 of the book of Ages.
Page 313.
The hour of temptation. This verse is not a declaration.
Amen.
That the church will go through the tribulation.
Easy as this could have gone, kereke ichapinda mumatambudziko makuru.
That if he wanted to say that, it could have said that.
Kanada vaida kuzvitaura izvozvo, vaingozvitaura pachena.
Amen. But the hour of temptation,
asinguva yekuedzwa iri kutaurwa iyi,
it will be exactly like in the Garden of Eden.
Tichange zvakafanana chaizvo sezvakaitika mubindu reEden.
Amen.
Amen.
It will be an inviting proposition.
Kuchange kuri kunyengerwa nezvinokwesa.
In direct opposition.
Tichipesana nezvataurwa naMwari.
And he was touching how the economy can move.
Amen.
We exert pressures on the government.
Said
it will be a temptation unto the whole world. To fool the whole world. But only the elect will not be fooled. Only the elect will not be fooled. Amen.
Amen.
Only the elect will not be fooled. Because they kept the word of his patience. It has been 50 years now since the going away of the prophet. There is a group of people who have kept the word of his patience. But many people have gone astray. They will never be kept in the hour of temptation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That shall come upon the whole world. Then he dropped down. Said, furthermore, the elect will not only be kept, but as this move becomes the image erected unto the beast, the elect will go in the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
The elect will go in the rapture. Time will fail us. Speak of Elijah. In the time of persecution, he was taken into rapture.
Amen.
May God bless us and help us in these last days.
The
elect will not only be kept, but you will go in the rapture in the time of need.
Amen.
Amen. And the events are unfolding.
Zino zvitiko izvi zvavakuto petenuka.
A sure sign.
Chiratidzo chechokwadi.
That it's time to go back.
Kuti yanguva yekuti tidzokere.
Where we come from.
Kwatakabva.
The angel of the Lord, 1951.
Mutumwa waJehovha, 1951.
Paragraph 22.
Paragraph 22.
When you see Russia going down,
pamuchaona Russia ichidzika
to get that oil,
ku Middle East kunotsvaka mafuta,
that all what she needs,
ndo zvavari kungotsvaka.
That is what the prophet said.
Ndo zvakataurwa nemuprofita.
Then church,
kereke,
be ready to meet the Lord.
Chigadzirai kusangana naShe.
Did it happen by chance?
Zvakangoitika nemasanga here?
That Russia is in Syria.
Kuti Russia yakubatsira Syria.
Did it happen by chance?
Zvakangoitika nemasanga here?
That oil was found in the Golan Heights.
Kuti mafuta akawanikwa muGolan Heights.
An area which was preoccupied by the Syrians.
Dzimbo yaidiwa chaizvo nemaSyria.
And according to the United Nations Resolution 247 of 1967, she, Israel, must return, restore the Golan Heights back to Syria.
Israel, inofanira kudzorera nzvimbo dzese dzayakatora pa Six Day War ku Syria.
And Obama
is
telling Benjamin Netanyahu.
Ari kunza Benjamin Netanyahu.
Go back to pre-1967 borders.
And I come up borders. I'm now 1967. Wondo is at your view.
And he saying no.
Are you going to quit?
We will never go back.
At this could get a kumashure.
We will never go back.
At this could is also.
We will never go back.
Benjamin Netanyahu, are you going to
1 Kings chapter 21. Naboth. Being resilient.
Achiramba.
Of the vineyard.
Achiramba. Nemunzambiringa.
But the Vatican and the Americans,
they
were plotting. They were plotting to take Naples inheritance.
Kutora nhaka ya Naples.
The Vatican Washington Alliance.
Kubatana kwe Vatican ne Washington.
To divide Jerusalem.
Kupatanura Jerusalem.
It's time to go back.
Yangu wa yegu zokera.
No need to tell Italy.
Aisungu wa yegu tamba ne kunamata.
Around the message of the hour.
Itamba ne marizo enguwa.
No need to go back.
Aisungu wa yegu zokera shure.
To what we used to say no.
Pane zota imbora amba.
No need to go back.
Atina tikonzere zoku zokera.
To the old vomit.
Kune zataka rutsa maruti.
No need to go back.
Atina tikonzere zoku zokera.
To those silly things.
Kune zinu zisina basa izvi.
Events are unfolding.
Zviitiko zviri kungoratidza pachena.
Whilst you are taking much of your energy going back to the fashions of this world.
Uri kupedza nguva yako uchidzokera kufashion dzenyika ino.
There is a group of people.
Pane boka revanhu.
Who are taking their energy.
Vari kupedza simba ravo.
In prayer and worship.
Mungu kunamata Mwari.
They are moving into position.
Vari kuenda munzvimbo dzavo.
Of translation.
Dzekushandurwa.
Where they can transcend dimensions.
Kuti vachafamba vachipinda mune zvimwe zviyero.
Whilst Jezebel.
Apo Jezebel.
Was looking for the lipsticks.
Achitsvaga lipstick.
Elijah was moving into position.
Aienda munzvimbo.
Of the translation.
Wekushandurwa.
You must always see these things.
Unofanira kuona zvinhu izvi.
It's happening.
Zviri kuitika.
Even we were speaking this evening.
Kunyange tiri kutaura manhero ano.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to know what to look for.
Unofanira kuziva zvaunofanira kutarisira.
In the hour of the rapture.
Munguva yekubvutwa.
Because the desire of all nations is come down.
Nekuti zvishuwo zvenyika dzose zvadzika pasi.
He is the desire of all nations.
Iye chishuwo chinodikana nenyika dzose.
At this time,
panguva ino,
I will shake the heavens and the earth.
Ndichazunguza denga nenyika.
Both of them they shall be shaken.
Denga nenyika zvichazunguzwa zvose.
Oh, that can be shaken.
Zvose zvinokwanisa kuzunguzwa.
It will be shaken.
Zvichazunguzwa.
But we receive the kingdom.
Asi takagamuchira umambo.
That cannot be shaken.
Usingazunguzwe. Amen.
Daniel saw.
Daniel akaona.
This great big stone.
Dombo guru iri.
Coming down.
Ichiburuka.
Shut the nations.
Kuzunguza nyika.
And this kingdom.
Umambo uyu.
Was to be established.
Waizogadzwa.
Upon the earth.
Panyika pano.
But before this kingdom.
Asi umambo uyu.
Is established.
Wagadzwa.
On this earth.
Panyika pano.
It must be established.
Unofanira kutanga wagadzwa.
In this earth.
Munyika ino yatiri.
It must be established.
Unofanira kutanga wavamo.
In this earth.
Munyama yako.
The kingdom of God
umambo hwaMwari
shall be established
uchagadzwa
right in your heart
mumoyo mako
where Jesus
apo Jesu
that great headstone
dombo guru repamusoro
shall come down
achaburuka
with shoutings of grace
nekushedenadzira kwenyasha
to cap the pyramid of your life
kusogara pa pyramid yeupenyu wako.
He was praying
aina mata
in the contest.
Said,
Father,
and Baba,
may you raise mighty men of
valor.
May we see the program of God
in our lives.
May you open that rock beneath the rock, the hidden manor. And may you keep the pyramids of our lives.
Mugadze dombo pamusoro pepyramid yeupenyu hwedu.
What shall I do with this Jesus God Christ?
Ndingaiteiko naJesu anonzi Kristu?
That we are in the mechanics of the body.
Handi tiri muurongwa hwemutumbi.
We are waiting for the dynamics.
Takamirira simba.
But the dynamics of this church.
Zvino simba rechechi.
Shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost.
Kuchava kuzadzwa zvakare nemweya mutsvene.
When the kingdom.
Apo umambo.
Shall be established.
Uchagadzwa.
In your earth.
Munyika yako iwe.
Then a pyramid like mountain.
Zvino gomo rinenge pyramid.
Will begin to push out from your earth.
Richatanga kubuda kubva munyika yauri.
God bless you.
Mwari akuropafadzei.